Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Epic Phelan. Today, I have with us Sarah St. Laurent. She's from Lifecraft. So you're going to tell us a little bit about hypnotherapy. I mean, of course, we all know what we see on TV and the movies and whatnot. And if you've ever been to the Stampede or gone out to like one of the hypnosis shows and have this like vision in our mind that someone's going to snap their fingers or do something in your clock like a chicken or whatnot. First of all, how real is something like that?
Very real. It's the power of our mind. If we allow ourselves to step into it and to lean into what someone is saying, like a hypnotherapist who's been trained for this, we're able to lean in and allow what they're saying to be true. And your unconscious mind is so powerful that it'll hop on the yes train pretty quick. And so you're able to be told like to cluck like a chicken or that your hand is stuck on the table, and it becomes a reality because you believe it. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, you always hear like, for motivational speakers, or what is it? The Secret. Yeah, like sort of like a manifest destiny and whatnot. So is it like, you know, you do get the secret, and it's like the power of like visualizing something, and the human mind is very powerful that way. So what would be the application for hypnotherapy?
So hypnotherapy can very easily be seen as software update. And I'll explain what I mean by that. We are these socially and spiritually advanced beings, and there are pieces of our nervous system that have evolved a great deal. And those are the ones that separate us from apes and other animals. But there's also other pieces of our nervous system that have not changed much at all and haven't in millions of years. And we have heard these referred to as our critter brain or our reptilian brain. And our unconscious mind sits right there. Many of the unconscious behaviors and the ways we interpret things that happen in our lives are driven by this ancient part of our brain. And this piece of our brain is very simplistic. It's an artifact of a time when our only job was to stay alive long enough to reproduce. And so the types of behaviors that this part of our brain drives are run away as fast as you can, or hide, or fight as hard as you can for as long as you can, and really nothing in between. And so the implication of that is that in our modern world, where we can feel fear and stress and trauma in much more complex and nuanced ways than millions of years ago, this means that this piece of equipment is much too simplistic. The unconscious mind's only job is ever to keep us safe. And so this means that it's trying to keep us safe, assuming that we are still very simplistic beings. As a human being, the safest you can be is by being fully in the moment, having full access to all your knowledge, all your skills, all your gifts, having your perception just wide open. But our fear response pulls us away from that. It narrows our focus. It completely shuts down our frontal lobes, eliminating our ability to think for ourselves. That used to work back when we didn't need to think. We just needed to fight or run. Obviously, that's not relevant or in support of our greatest good now. In almost every situation that a human can encounter now, the natural inborn fear reaction is not serving us. Similarly, the effects of trauma, which is our nervous system holding on to stress and pain from a lived experience, these are also not serving us. In the past, holding on to trauma would ensure that we never stepped too close to that cliff again or never walked close to the bear's den. But in our modern world, there's cliffs and bear dens everywhere. And we would just end up living in a place of trauma where we're limited and don't have access to who we really are. And so the beliefs we acquire in our life, as well as the natural inborn beliefs driven by the primitive unconscious mind, are all changeable in trance work, in hypnotherapy. This means that we can design your natural responses to adversity, challenge, traumatic experience, so that these experiences call you into your fullest self. They give you access to all that you are. And the result is a tremendously empowering experience of human life. Through the work that we do in hypnotherapy, we allow our clients to leverage their awesomeness, the power they have in their own lives, and their gifts, which is their birthright. So it allows them to drive their life in the direction that they deserve and manifest the things that they deserve and want in their lives.
I think you kind of changed my perception a little bit of what this is all about too. Like, I look at it as, you know, because you also see like the learn to stop smoking and whatnot. And so that's like a, I guess you call it like a negative based reaction, right? It's like, I don't want to smoke. So, you know, give me some hypnotherapy. So I'm going to I think this is gross now. Like, I look at a cigarette and I'm like, ah, get the thing away from me, right? So there's that side of it. But it seems like there's also like the side, like where you can say, I want to develop some better habits, where perhaps if I procrastinate, right? Like, I don't want to procrastinate. You know, how is that sort of something you would do as well? Or
yeah, so the best way I can explain that is they're very similar. So wanting to quit smoking, yes, is a bad habit you want to stop, but you're also going towards a better life. So you're going from something you don't want to be doing that you're trying to stop and can't and want help, and then to then stop it. Same idea for someone who procrastinates and wants to get these better abilities. Typically, that's because they're noticing in their life that, okay, I don't naturally have these. I'm trying to have these. I'm trying to make this happen, but they're feeling stuck, or they're self-sabotaging when they're trying to get it, or they just can't achieve it. And that is often because we have this unconscious belief somewhere that was picked up along the way that's telling them they don't deserve it. And so that will often have people self-sabotaging, because if something happened when they were young that said, you don't deserve this, or this is not safe, or you're not good enough, then their unconscious mind thinks that by saying these things or by believing these things, it's keeping them safe. So it's stopping you from achieving it. And a lot of these beliefs, these unconscious beliefs that we pick up in life, we pick them up as children, very young children. And a lot of times, beliefs and things that would keep us safe as children may have done it then, but they no longer keep us safe as adults, and they actually hold us back from doing and achieving the things we want to achieve. So I guess, long story short, to explain that is, both ways, whether it's quitting smoking or wanting to get new abilities, are okay. There's a negative part. So I'm not doing this and I want to do it. And hypnotherapy is where we teach them how to pave the way to do it. We teach them how to gain freedom from these unconscious beliefs they may not even know they have, in order to achieve and guide their lives in the direction that they desire and they deserve.
It's like a hack, you know, to upgrade the operating system. I hear a lot of people talking about different things. And you said, you know, like different abilities, and how kind of having self-doubt being one of a huge one, where you hear all the time, I'm no good at public speaking. And you can take and do hypnotherapy to perhaps change your limiting beliefs to say, hey, I am great at public speaking. And of course, you probably have to work on it as well, like at the same time. But you can hack, or you can upgrade the operating system to allow you to do so.
Yeah. So obviously, it's not a magic wand. It doesn't just magically give you everything you want, but it will release, will find those beliefs that are holding you back, because there's always going to be a belief that's going to be the reason why you're not a good public speaker. Somewhere along the way, something happened in your life that said, this isn't safe for you. And so it stops you because it wants to keep you safe. And so, yeah, it's not a magic wand. You'll still have to do some work for it, but we can get rid of those beliefs. That way you're free to do that.
I was really hoping for the magic wand, because I was going to come see you and be like, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a multimillionaire, even a billionaire. Could you, like, as I'm waving my imaginary pocket watch? But so yes, you have to put in the work as well.
Yes, for sure. Like, this will help you so that beliefs are no longer holding you back like a leash. They're no longer pulling you back from where you desire to go. So that's not holding you back, but you still take the steps forward.
Yeah. That's awesome. What sent you down this path? Because it always amazes me as a realtor, you know, one of the questions that I do have to ask people as part of a government form, I have to, you know, to prevent money laundering and all this, I have to ask what people do for their career. And I'm always amazed at some of the different careers that are out there. When we go through school, it's so funny because they'll say, okay, doctor, lawyer, mechanic, right? And Carpenter, right? There you go. You're going to go into one of those directions. And it's like, hypnotherapist is just not something that would be hit most people's like mind right away. So what is it that drove you to become a hypnotherapist?
So I had been thinking about hypnotherapy for a little while as a treatment for myself, because I've suffered with anxiety from as far back as I remember. And I grappled at different things for years and years trying to help free me from it. I did talk therapy, which was great because they give you tangible tools to deal with the trigger and help you in these situations when this is triggered. But I never felt free. And I spent most of my life on and off medication because I didn't like the idea of being tethered to these medication, but sometimes things would happen in life and I just needed them to function. And a few years back, I heard about how hypnotherapy can help with anxiety. And I thought, this would be super cool. I would really love to be free of anxiety. My anxiety is very severe. At one point, I was having 6 panic attacks a week, just to give you a little bit of an idea. And I was fully medicated at that point. So technically, medically speaking, I shouldn't have been having them. But yeah, so I looked into it. And back home, this was when I lived back home still. And there was someone there that did hypno. But I just didn't feel connected. I didn't feel called into going in. And so I took a step back and I thought, okay, I'll wait it out a bit. Fast forward a little bit. My best friend went and did hypno with someone here in Alberta. And she called me up and she said, life changing. This is amazing. You need to try this. This was really amazing. And so I actually surprisingly ran into this guy just naturally. And I said, wait a minute, I've heard your name before. You're the hypnotherapist. And he said, yeah. And so I gave him my little speech of, okay, I've had anxiety forever. Can you help me? And he did. So I felt, talking with him, I felt seen. I felt very safe. And so it felt like something I wanted to go into. So I booked a session with him. I booked the consultation first and then booked a session with him. I was blown away. In this session, we were able to go back to scenes where this anxiety began, where this anxiety was created. I was able to see with compassion how anyone who had been through what I went through could have easily come out with the belief that anxiety is keeping you safe. We often hear anxiety as a negative thing. You have anxiety, oh, that's bad. You're stuck with it. You're going to live with it. But anxiety is actually your unconscious mind doing what it thinks is keeping you safe. And so in this session, we were able to go back, understand where my anxiety came from, which helped me understand also that anxiety is not a bad thing. Anxiety is trying to love me. It's my mind trying to love me. But we were also able to show my unconscious mind that that belief that I need to be hypersensitive and anxious is not keeping me safe, not at all. And when my unconscious mind understood that it wasn't keeping me safe, the first thing it wants to do is, boom, get rid of it. Because your unconscious mind loves you so much and wants to keep you safe. And so it was such a freeing moment for me. I noticed within the leading weeks after that I went from having 6 panic attacks a week to, wait a minute, when was my last one? Like 2 weeks have gone by. I think maybe I had a small one. And so I was able to be free and to understand, which was so empowering to me because anxiety had been so crippling for most of my life. And when I saw the results for myself, I knew, okay, I have to learn this because I have to be able to give this to people. I have to help people find their power and gain freedom from this because anxiety is, it's crippling. It's not fun.
No, I know a few people that do suffer from it, and you're absolutely right. Like it's one of those things where, yeah, we're supposed to have anxiety. Like we're trained as we're animals. You know, we haven't been all that long where we've been out of danger, and we're lucky being in the countries that we're in, right, where we don't have to worry as much. But yeah, when you walk into a room full of people, anxiety is there to help you to make sure you don't get into some trouble, to make you hyper alert, right? But because of the world that we're in now, where we're not have to worry about that fight or flight, we don't have to worry about the lion that's around the corner or the bear that's going to jump out at you. Yeah, it does work as a hindrance. So for you, it was anxiety. What would be some other things that people would see you for?
People can use hypnotherapy for just about anything. Like you said, quitting smoking, weight loss, different things like that, advancing in business, helping with safe relationships. I chose to niche in trauma and anxiety because that's something I've been through. And I felt that it made it easier for me to connect with clients where I've been through some of these things as well. So typically I see more trauma and anxiety than anything else.
So I have, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I have a buddy. He's, always kind of worried about weight and whatnot. This doesn't mean I'm not that picky of an eater, but he's a very picky eater. Doesn't eat vegetables, kind of has some bad eating habits. Could you get into hypnosis to be like, I want to be able to enjoy vegetables, or I want to be able to enjoy eating good, healthy food rather than junk? Of course, like you say, there's no magic wand and you'd have to put work into it, but.
So the way things like that work is traditional hypnotherapy, you would do a session where you would induce the person and whatever they want to achieve, you would empower them with, right? What a lot of people don't realize, what most people don't realize, is that if someone's trying to lose weight and just simply can't do it, or someone is trying to quit smoking and simply can't do it, there's actually more to it than just not able to stop eating bad or not able to stop smoking. With our way of doing hypnotherapy, with the LifeCraft system, we ask your unconscious mind, what is the cause? What is the reason? What is the root of why this here? And so if it's quitting smoking or losing weight, we ask the unconscious mind, what is the reason, the cause, the root of resistance to weight loss? And we don't think of this on the surface, but a lot of times something has happened in their life that told them losing weight was unsafe. Being a little bit more overweight is safety for you. And we're able to ask the unconscious mind, and it brings us right to it. It's such a beautiful thing. It brings us right to what we need to see to understand, this is what happened. I know for me, I was having a struggle with weight, and I did a little bit of a self-hypno. And when it came down to why I was struggling with weight loss, it was, okay, my mother told me, okay, you're not going to be loved if you're fat. If you gain weight, no one's going to love you. You're going to be alone forever. And then I asked for a second scene to understand. And that second scene was, okay, my last boyfriend, I allowed him to destroy me. I went with this guy that it was not great, I guess we'll say. And so I was able to understand that my unconscious mind put these things together and said, okay, you were with someone, it was very dangerous for you. It was very not good for you, let's say. And well, if you gain weight, no one's going to love you. And so in a weird way, my unconscious mind was saying, well, if you don't take this weight off, if you keep this weight you've gained, no one will love you. You will not get destroyed and you are safe.
Yeah. You won't have a relationship to worry about affecting you. So that's not the way to look at it. Yeah. You want to be in the relationship. You just want a good one.
But it's all to say that there's always these unconscious beliefs that are holding us back. And so even with simple things, like you said, like wanting to lose weight, well, we can go in and see, okay, what is your unconscious mind believing that's stopping you from doing this, from achieving this, right?
Yeah. I could see potentially, like if somebody was interested in doing this, I could, or if they were even suggested that they should maybe take a look at hypnotherapy, that perhaps there would be some fear in it, like where, okay, am I going to be totally out in front of the stranger? Like, am I not going to have control of my faculties, right? Is there some danger in there, right? Like where I'm vulnerable?
Yes. So the first thing I want to say is this is why we do the 20-minute free consultation. We're very big on safety. We want the person to feel safe with their therapist. And so that 20-minute consultation, where there's no strings attached, it's completely free, gives you a chance to just talk and see if you connect with that person, see if you feel safe. Now, the other thing is, what is hypno? So a lot of people have seen show hypno and they think you're just completely out, you're at the mercy of the other person. That's not true. Hypnosis, you'd be surprised. Hypnosis is actually something that we go into. We cycle into hypnosis every 90 minutes in the day and evening. So there's all these different brain wavelengths, and I'm sure you've heard of some. There's alpha, theta, delta, beta, gamma. And so alpha, which is your light trance, we go into this state all the time. And so if you're driving down the street and you realized, oh, I don't remember taking that last turn. What? Or you're reading a book and you're so engrossed in what you're reading that you forget everything around you. Everything fades away. Time fades away. That's already light hypnosis. That's your alpha. Now, theta is just one above that. It's those big amplitude waves that are just so relaxing. And you're just in deep trance, which is just one step above. And these are the two that we work with in hypnosis, in hypnotherapy. And the whole time, you're in control of yourself. You're in control of your body. You're in control of what you share, what you say, what you do. So you remember what's been said. You remember what's gone on. And you have full control. So if at any point you don't want to share something, you say no, and you don't share it. And we take it even a step further with LifeGraph. We actually do a recording. So we'll record your whole session. So that way, sometimes it gives people a sense of security. And that way too, you can go back and listen to anything that's been done. But hypnosis is extremely safe. In all the case studies that there's ever been, there's never been a case of anybody being traumatized in hypnosis or stuck in hypnosis. If there was to be something crazy happen to me, I faint halfway through a hypnosis session. The unconscious mind realizes that I'm no longer speaking, and it just kind of goes, oh, it'll either boot down and have a little nap, or it'll wake up and go, what's going on? So you can never be stuck in hypnosis. It's extremely safe.
That's awesome. So I don't have to worry about giving away my social media passwords,
anything like that,
my banking information, which, hey, I mean, if you want to put money into it, great. I mean, you won't take money out, that's for sure. That's really cool, because that's where I would be. That's where my concern would be. I'm a little bit of a control freak, I think, is my thing. And hey, maybe I should come into hypnotherapy to see if I can fix that and learn how to delegate. But that's what my biggest concern would be. I'd be like so super nervous that I would, like, you know, even just being out of control and like lose bladder control halfway through. In fact, I actually went to one of these like comic hypnotherapy sessions and went up on the stage, and I had to go to the bathroom so bad that this guy would not be able to put me under, because I was like so mindful of like, yeah, if I go under, I don't want to be losing control. But
no, I get that. That's why we're so big on introducing that safety factor, because we want you to feel safe with us. We want you to feel like you can just let go. And we do, before a session, we explain exactly what you're going to experience, so you know. And like I said, you're completely in control of your body.
That's good to know. Yeah. No, that is awesome. So how does somebody get a hold of you? You know, it's so LifeGraph, obviously you can look it up, but is there a website that they can go to or anything like that?
We definitely have a website, yes. The best way to get in contact with me is by booking a free consultation. So I will give you the link that you'll be able to share. And this link brings you to my page, where it gives you an opportunity to book that free consultation where we can talk. I explain how hypnotherapy works. The person is able to speak with me and give me a little bit of an idea of what's going on in their life. And we can see how hypnotherapy can help that. If the person feels called to, they're then given the link to book the actual session. And what I would like to offer to your listeners here today is anyone who books a session with me after hearing your podcast, we'll be giving them a 15% off. And I'll be giving you this code that you can also add with my link, and it'll be EPIC15. So the consultation is free. But if they do a consultation and they are called to have a session, they'll be getting that code, and that code will give them the 15% off.
Oh, that's super cool. So if you want to upgrade your operating system and become all you can be and get rid of your limiting beliefs and whatnot through hypnotherapy, EPIC15 is your code, and that gives you 15% off with LifeGraph. That's really cool. You mentioned you did some other things as well, other than hypnotherapy at Lifecraft. What's that all about?
So Greg Gurman is the founder, and we're building out a few different programs at the moment. He also does a brand craft program, which is typically a 6-month program that helps people live a life of purpose. So when you're looking to do something with your life that's purposeful and that makes you feel fulfilled, Greg has an amazing program, and you learn what calls to you and what makes you feel fulfilled to do. And together, you can look at what your options are and go from there. Yeah,
that's super awesome. I think people should look at that more often, or maybe even just talk it out with some, just to have somebody to talk it out with is amazing. Because what do they say? If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it 100% of the time. Can't remember who said that or where the quote is from, but it's very true. So having, you know, a goal setting, I guess, even, or just having a target, you know, and wanting to live a purposeful life, that's always a good thing. That's awesome.
We're also building out a hypnobirthing program at the moment. So that'll be ready to launch here in a little bit. So
what is that? What is that all about?
Hypnobirthing, in a nutshell, is reconnecting women with their power, the power of their body and what they are capable of doing. In today's world, women are very much put in fear of giving birth and of labor. And we know that when you're in fear, you're producing all the wrong hormones. So you're producing adrenaline. Adrenaline causes more pain. So if a woman's in labor and she's producing all this adrenaline, she's now in more pain and slowing down her delivery and her labor. But if she can bring herself to a place, which is what we teach you how to bring yourself to a place where you're relaxed, you're calm, you feel comfortable, you feel safe. Your body then produces the opposite, which is oxytocin. Oxytocin is that love hormone, and it's a natural painkiller. So in a nutshell, we're teaching women to go back to who we really are, these powerful creatures who bring other humans into the world. And it doesn't have to be scary or painful or terrifying. And we do hypno sessions around different fears that they have so that we can free them from these fears while they're pregnant, so they can walk into this journey of giving birth and going into labor with confidence and knowing that they have such a good capacity, such an empowering capacity to do this.
That's super cool. So you mentioned something earlier that you're not from Calgary, which, I mean, no, who's really from Calgary? There's not too many of us, even myself. I was born in Edmonton, but where are you from?
I'm originally from Halifax, Nova Scotia, so that's where I was born and raised. Yeah.
Oh, I have not made it further east than Toronto. I have a plan to go to Montreal, but I really want to see more of the east. It looks beautiful out there. It's awesome.
Yes, Halifax is beautiful. If anything, I would recommend to go in fall, because something I've learned out west now is that fall is not the same everywhere. Fall happens in about 2 minutes out here. Yeah. Back home, it's this beautiful, like, few months, couple months, and the trees are extremely beautiful and colorful. So if you were ever to go down Halifax way, I would suggest going in early fall.
Right up. How long have you been in Calgary for?
It'll be my fourth year.
Fourth year. So for somebody moving to Calgary, what would you say that they should know?
Do it.
Do it?
Yeah.
Do it?
Do it.
What do you like about Calgary?
There's so much that I love about it. I really enjoy being so close to the mountains. And I always thought I'd miss the ocean, which I do, because I was raised by the ocean. But the mountains are absolutely breathtaking. And they're an amazing place to be. And in Calgary here, you're so close to it. And I know that the stigma back home is out west is so expensive. Don't move there. Everything is expensive. I'm here to say that that's not true. I moved here alone with my children, and our lifestyle did not change any. Like, we did not get magically poorer or everything costing us 10 times more. In fact, cost of living back home is going up quite quickly right now. And so that's very much a myth, I think.
Okay, so that's a lot of people are moving this way. As a realtor, I'm seeing a lot of people from Ontario moving this way, and they're just like, yeah, the cost of living is so much cheaper, because, I mean, to buy three houses for the price of their one out there.
Yeah, so the houses are cheaper, but they're also going up now, like in the past like year.
In Halifax, that is, yeah.
Yeah, they've gone up quite a bit. Like at one point I considered, okay, what would I do if I moved back home? And I was looking at all like rental, because I rent. So rental property and stuff. And it was just absolutely insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe buying a house is better because the houses are more expensive.
Yeah, in Halifax?
Yeah, so buying a house out there is probably cheaper than buying a house here. But I guess in my situation where I'm renting, there's not a huge difference.
No. Well, that's cool. I get it. And a lot of people also think I've heard, somebody has just asked on a forum here about the country and Western music or the country music. It's like, is that just everywhere? Are you guys like all about, I'm like, you wouldn't even know. Like, you have to actively search out country music here in Calgary.
But I will tell you one thing from experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's up?
When you go to a bar and they're playing, I don't know which country song, I don't know if you guys have a specific ones that they play, but everybody starts dancing the exact same. And my best friend and I are both from the East Coast. So we just kind of stand back off the dance floor and we're like, we have no idea what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah. It's the one you learn in school. It's like you learn how to line dance in school.
No.
Like in grade 7 or something. It's like the heel, toe kind of thing. It's a totally rite of passage. And it's like, yeah, it's so funny. It's like that. I mean, I used to DJ a little bit too. So it's like, yeah, anytime you throw on like Fishing in the Dark or something like that, it's like, yeah, you get everybody doing the line dance. And you could tell the people that didn't grow up with that. And they're like, what is this? Throw on DJ Casper and Cha Cha Slide. Yeah. The Electric Slide or something else. But yeah. No, that's funny. Well, thank you so much for being my guest here on the Epic Failing Podcast. And we'll have to have you back on. Keep in mind, people, that you get a 15% discount, Epic 15, when you go to Lifecraft and you're looking to book with Sarah.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today, Ryan.
No, thank you for being here. And until next time, Sarah, stay epic.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Failin'. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Failin, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.